Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Prosecutors in Brussels have struck a deal with one of the main suspects in a corruption scandal at the European Parliament that's alleged to involve Qatar and Morocco. A former politician in the chamber, Pier Antonio Panzeri, has promised to tell Belgian investigators the people and countries involved. Jessica Parker reports from Brussels.
Four people, including a serving MEP, were charged last month after police seized around €1.5 million in cash in a series of raids. Belgian prosecutors today described Pier Antonio Panzeri as a leader of the alleged criminal network and said that he had pledged to make substantial and revealing statements about who else was involved. In return, the former lawmaker will get a limited jail sentence. Qatar has previously denied claims it tried to win influence in the European Parliament through gifts and money, while Morocco has also hit back at allegations.
The BBC understands that the Church of England will not propose marriage equality for same-sex couples at its National Assembly next month. Gay marriage has been legal in the UK since 2014, but the Church didn't change its stance. Our religion editor, Aline McBool, reports.
The Church of England consultation process on same-sex unions lasted 5 years. It was all to culminate in next month's meeting of the General Synod, the Church's National Assembly. But the BBC's learnt from bishops attending a crucial final preparatory meeting that when Synod comes, Church of England teaching that says holy matrimony can only be between one man and one woman will not change and will not be put to the vote. That means no option of introducing church-sanctioned gay marriage. It is expected bishops will propose the adoption of some prayers for blessing those in same-sex civil marriages.
The Church of England has declined to comment and says it'll issue an official statement on Friday. A BBC investigation has found that political parties in Nigeria are secretly paying social media influencers to spread false information about their opponents ahead of the country's general elections in February. Fauzia Tokur has the details.
Whistleblowers told the BBC's global disinformation team that influencers were being paid up to $45,000 for making false political stories go viral. They described the practice as an industry. One politician, speaking on condition of anonymity, said that cash payments were often used to avoid scrutiny. More than 90 million Nigerians are registered to vote in next month's elections. Posts attempting to link candidates to extremist groups or making unsubstantiated claims about their ill health have all gone viral in recent months.
None of Nigeria's main political parties has replied to a request for a response to the investigation. World News from the BBC. The US Secretary of State says his country and the United Kingdom are in lockstep over their commitment to supporting Ukraine in its fight against Russia's invasion. Antony Blinken was speaking alongside his British counterpart, James Cleverly, after the two men held talks in Washington.
We remain committed to sustaining our security assistance to Ukraine. We remain united in strengthening our humanitarian assistance to the Ukrainian people, especially as President Putin continues to weaponize winter by attacking Ukraine's electricity grid. And we joined in applying economic pressure through coordinated sanctions and export controls on Moscow.
Meanwhile, the Dutch Prime Minister said the Netherlands will join the US and Germany in providing Ukraine with Patriot missile air defences. Police in Brazil say a second man suspected of planting a bomb intended to disrupt the inauguration of President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has handed himself in to police. The man is believed to be an accomplice in a failed lorry bomb attack near an airport in Brasilia on Christmas Eve. President Lula da Silva has removed dozens of troops from the security detail at the presidential palace. He has said he will root out members of the police and the military who let supporters of Mr. Bolsonaro storm the building this month. The demonstrators also ransacked Congress and the Supreme Court in Brasilia. In what's been described as a landmark win for maternity rights, the French football club Lyon has been ordered by the World Football Body FIFA to pay nearly $90,000 to a player whose pay was cut when she was pregnant. Zara Björk Guðrúnsdóttir said that despite continuing to train and play with the club before returning to Iceland for the birth, her pay was stopped and she was forced to rely on benefits. Gunnarsdóttir hailed the ruling as a guarantee of financial security for all players who want to have a child during their career. BBC News.